This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for June 22nd, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Don Bettinelli. Have you heard the rumors that Disney is putting all future Star Wars standalone films on hold? A couple of days ago, it was reported that Solo, A Star Wars Story, would be the last of the anthology-style or spin-off films, aside from the main trilogy films, for a while. But now there are more rumors that this isn't true. ABC News, which is owned by Disney, reports via its Lucasfilm sources that multiple films are still in development, but not whether it was the previously rumored Kenobi or Boba Fett films. So some unannounced movies may or may not still be in the works. DC Comics is looking to grow the comic book audience by reaching out to the mainstream. They're introducing a new line of 100-page giant comics to be sold exclusively at Walmart. The monthly books would combine news stories and reprints of classics that should appeal to new fans without cannibalizing sales at comic book stores. The first four will feature Superman, Batman, Teen Titans, and Justice League of America, and the JLA book will initially center on Wonder Woman. The biggest video game of the moment is Fortnite, followed closely by the similar PlayerUnknown Battleground, or PUBG, and they've been huge moneymakers for their publishers. Fortnite and PUBG are online multiplayer battle royale shooter games that drop players in an arena for them to fight it out with other players until only one remains. It's quite addictive. To get an idea of how popular these games are, in the first 90 days of being available on iPhones and iPads, Fortnite alone has brought in $100 million in revenue, and that's just on iOS. The game is also available on Android, PCs, and game consoles. When you consider the game on iOS itself is free, and in-app purchases are mainly for cosmetic enhancements, you kind of get the picture. NASA is looking to the future after the International Space Station. That future will be a station called Gateway to be stationed in lunar orbit as opposed to the ISS's Earth orbit. As with the ISS, NASA is looking for international partners and wants to go with a modular approach. First up is the Power and Propulsion Hub to be launched in 2022. Habitat and other modules would follow. The first element of the ISS was launched 20 years ago in 1998, and the final piece was just put in place in 2011. She's expected to operate until 2028. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at SQPN.com. I'm Don Bettinelli.